Let us all stand.
请起立。
The Lord had done great things for us.
主已经为我们行了大事。
With a grateful heart, let us offer our praise and thanks to Him.
以感恩的心，让我们来赞美他。
Our Lord Jesus, He is our only deliverer.
主是我们唯一的拯救。
Because of His grace, we can stand before Him.
因着他的恩典，我们可以站立在他的面前。
Let us come before His presence and worship Him.
让我们到他的面前来敬拜。
Let us sing praises to our God.
让我们向主来赞美。
Presence with thanksgiving in your heart and give Him praise
and give Him praise.
Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart. Your voice is praise.
Your voice is praise.
Give glory and honor and power all to Him. Jesus, the name
with thanksgiving in your heart and give Him praise and give Him praise. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart and your voice praise. Your voice is praise. Give glory and honor and power all to Him. Jesus, the name with thanksgiving in your heart and give Him praise and give Him praise. Come into His presence with thanksgiving in your heart. Your voice is praise. Your voice is praise. Give glory and honor and power all to Him. Jesus, the name
testimony of our sister Jane Yi.
从一姐妹的见证当中，
she grew up with lots of self pride and arrogance.
她成长的过程当中有许多骄傲。
She said everything revolves around me.
她说世界是绕着我转的。
Even after hearing the gospel, moved by the love of the Lord.
即使是在他听见福音之后，被主感动了以后，
she still stubbornly tried to resist and tried to escape.
他还想要逃跑。
She said, "In all my life, I have never bowed my head to anyone, nor have I obeyed anyone."
他要抗拒，他说我一生之久没有向任何人低头。
But when the Lord's glory appeared to her.The love of the Lord conquered her heart, and everything changed.
但是当神的爱临到她，折服了她的心，一切都改变了。
The pleasure of the world lost the taste.
世界的喜乐已经没有味道。
The self, pride, and arrogance, everything faded into nothingness before the presence of God.
在神的面前，她的一切骄傲都失去了。
She surrendered everything to God's love.
他降服在神的同在里。
Just like the hymn said, our God is good.
就像诗歌说的，我们的神是好神。
No matter how far we wander or how hard we fight,
不论我们走得多远，不管我们怎么抗拒他，
His love and grace is stronger than our resistance.
他的爱和恩典比我们的脾气还要更强。
His mercies endures forever.
他的怜悯直到万代。
May this morning we also see the glory of God.
愿我们早晨也看到神的荣耀。
When His light shone upon us, there's nothing we can do but to surrender our life to our Lord.
当他向我们光照的时候，我们只能做一件事，就是向他俯伏，献上我们的生命。
See His glory.
让我们看他的荣耀。
See His glory. See His glory. See His glory now appear. See His glory. See His glory. See His glory now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power and might, see His glory, see now appear. See His glory, see His glory, see His glory now appear. See His glory, see His glory, see His glory now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power and might, see His glory, see Him now appear. God of light, holiness and truth, power and might, see His glory. See you.
from our Friday night Bible study.
从我们周五的查经。
We have seen that the wilderness journey is not easy.
我们看到旷野的道路并不容易。
Sometimes God leads us to all kinds of seasonal pain.
有的时候神带我们到困难痛苦的里面。
It's not because God is angry with us.
不是因为神向我们发怒。
But because He loves us.
是因为他爱我们的缘故。
He wants to conform us, to shape us.
他要改变我们。
To be His likeness.
制作我们成为他的样式。
He wants a distinct people.
他要洁净他的百姓。
He wants a royal priesthood, a holy nation.
他要使我们成为一个君尊的祭司，一个荣耀的国度。
God is our creator. He knows our condition.
神是我们的创造主，他知道我们的情况。
He knows how to transform us.
他知道怎么改变我们。
All we need is to trust him.
我们要做的就是信任他。
For God's way will always be the best way for us.
因为神的道路永远高过我们的道路。
God's way will always be the right way for us.
神的道路永远是对的道路。
God's way is the best way, though I may not see why sorrows and
with Him for my refuge.
best way, and your way is the right way.
是的，主，你的路是正路，你的路是善路。
Though it may not be easy for us,
我们或许看来不容易。
But we just fully trust in you.
但我们要全心依靠你。
For you will never leave us nor forsake us.
因为你永远不离开我们，不撇弃我们。
We will never walk alone.
我们永远不是独行。
Lord, may this morning once again you speak to your church.
主，愿你早晨向你的教会说话。
All you want is to mold us, to conform us.
因为你要制作我们，来改变我们。
Lord, you want to train us and to discipline us.
你要训练我们。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit be among us today.
愿圣灵与我们同在。
Touch our heart.
来触摸我们的心。
Lord, speak to your church.
主啊，向你的教会说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。阿门。请坐。
这次我在读到出埃及记的时候。
This time when I read the book of Exodus.
我经常注意到一个词。
I noticed a term.
就是神称以色列人为军队。
God called the Israelites army.
这第一次出现的时候是在出埃及记的六章二十六节。
The first appearance was in Exodus chapter 6 verse 26.
耶和华说，将以色列人按着他们的军队从埃及地领出来。
The Lord said, bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies.
这句话是神对着摩西跟亚伦说的。
God was speaking to Moses and Aaron.
因为那个是他们的任务。
For that was their task.
神告诉摩西说
God told Moses,
他们的任务就是要把以色列人按着他们的军队从埃及领出来。
Their job was to lead the army of the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是我们都知道那个时候以色列人没有军队。
Well, we all know that at that time there's no army.
他们也不能被称为一个军队。
Among the Israelites, nor were they called the army.
所以我觉得这句话是一句很特别的话。
So I thought this is a very special term.
为什么神这样子的吩咐摩西跟亚伦？
Why has God commanded Moses and Aaron this?
我们知道在之前神应许亚伯拉罕他的后裔要离开埃及。
We know earlier on, God promised Abraham to lead his descendants out of Egypt.
直到以色列人真正的离开的时候，中间有430年的时间。
Until they actually left, there was a period of 430 years.
所以在他们离开的那个时候
，By the time they left,
在出埃及记第十二章那边，我们读到说，以色列人住在埃及共有430年。正满了430年的那一天，耶和华的军队就从埃及地出来了。
Exodus 12:40-41 says, "Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who lived in Egypt was 430 years, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years."
在这里又出现了这个称呼。
And the term appeared again.
在一样的那一章十二章的最后一节51节。
The last verse, verse 51.
神又说了一次。
God spoke again.
正当那日，耶和华将以色列人按着他们的军队从埃及地领出来。
And it came to pass on that very same day that the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt.
接下去其实还有好多次。
According to their armies and continues many times.
一直到民数记。
All the way up to the numbers.
神都用这样的一个称呼。在称呼那些离开埃及的以色列人。
God uses term to refer to the Israelites.
我们可以看到这个称呼是从他们要出埃及、要走旷野道路的那个时候开始用的。
This was a term that was used beginning from their journey out of Egypt.
然后一直到民数记。
And throughout the book of Numbers.
这个让我想到说，这个称呼好像是一个阶段性的一个称呼。
And this makes me think that this term seems to be a stage specific one.
特别是为了要完成一个阶段性的任务所有的一个称呼。
It was especially chosen to signify the completion of a particular stage of a task.
我也觉得神要借着这个称呼特别要告诉我们一些事情。
And I feel that God wanted to use this term to tell us something special.
所以早上我想跟大家分享思考的心得。
So this morning I wanted to share some of my thoughts with you.
既然这个是神在以色列人走旷野的时候才有的一个称呼。
Since this is a term God used for Israelites during their journey through the wilderness.
我想这个意味着神要以色列人在在这个这段的路程当中应该有一个军队的一个表现。
From the day they left Egypt, they had to be an army, and they needed to be like an army that possessed the qualities of one.
他们需要拥有有一个军队的那种的条件。
They need to possess the qualities of an army.
虽然他们刚离开埃及的时候，他们还不是。
Although when they left Egypt, they were not yet.
他们也没有受过任何的训练。
They were not trained at all.
但是好像神在告诉他们说，为了你们在旷野能够生存。
But God wanted to use their journey through the wilderness for them to survive.
你们必须要具备一个军队的一个条件。
You must possess the conditions of an army.
神要借着这个旷野的道路。
Through the way of the wilderness.
借着所遇见的事情跟环境。
Through the things and the circumstances they encountered.
让一个军队的一个实际渐渐成型在他们的当中。
To shape the reality of an army among them.
这个训练不是为了给别人看的。
This training wasn't for others to see.
这个训练更重要的还是为了他们自己。
More importantly, it was for they themselves.
我们读到在出埃及记一开始的时候讲到这个以色列人如何在埃及人的手下做奴隶。
We read in the beginning, when they were in Egypt, they were enslaved.
虽然他们很苦。
Although they suffered greatly.
但是他们不敢离开。
They dare not to leave.
他们对生活的一个不稳定非常的害怕跟恐惧。
They fear and dread of the instability of life.
为了在埃及能够继续生活下去。
In order to survive in Egypt.
他们只能默默地接受埃及人对他们一切不合理的一个对待。
They could only silently accept the Egyptians' mistreatment.
同样的这群人。
The same group of people.
现在怎么忽然变成一个军队？
How come they can be called an army?
我读到这里的时候，我觉得很不可思议。
I thought that was incredible when I read this.
其实神没有说错，我也没有读错。
God was not wrong, neither was I.
这的确是神的意思。
Truly, it was God's will.
如今他们要离开埃及。
Now they were leaving Egypt.
他们必须是一个军队。
They had to be an army.
同样的。
Similarly,
今天我们也在走在旷野的道路上。
We're all walking in the way of wilderness.
从我们信耶稣的那一天开始，我们就开始要走这个旷野的道路。
From the day we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are walking on the way of wilderness.
虽然我们已经得救，虽然我们已经得到了永远的生命。
Although we are saved, we have gained eternal life.
但是我还是我。
I am still myself.
我们并没有因着信耶稣，马上有一个非常大的一个改变。
We did not have a great change because of we believe in Jesus right away.
按照这样的我们去走旷野的道路。
We walk according to the way we were.
我们会倒闭旷野。
We would die in the wilderness.
我们没有办法进入到迦南地。
We would be unable to enter into Canaan.
就是因着这样子。
Because that's the way.
我们需要受到训练。
We need to be trained.
好像军队受到训练那样子。
As an army being trained.
以前我刚被读得着的时候。
When I was just saved by the Lord.
开始读经，开始参加聚会。
I began reading the Bible and going to meetings.
我有一个很幼稚的一个观念。
I had a very naive idea.
就是只要我天天跟着大家读经聚会。
As long as I follow everyone to read the Bible and go to the meetings.
我跟着大家做一样的事情。
As long as I'm doing the same thing as everyone else.
到年日一久的时候。
Within time.
我自然就会属灵，自然就会成熟。
Naturally, I will be spiritual.
后来我觉得这个想法很天真。
And I will be mature. Later on, I thought that was really naive.
因为属灵的事情没有不劳而获的。
For spiritual matters like things that don't come without effort.
这些事情必须要做是真的。
There are things that need to be done.
但是如果做这些事情没有导致我的生命被改变。
But doing them, if doing them don't change my life.
我还是一样不会被圣灵管理。
I still would not be governed by the Holy Spirit.
我还是不会被改变。
I would not be changed.
这个让我意识到十字架的重要。
That made me realize the importance of the cross.
十字架是对付我们的颈。
The cross deals with ourselves.
如果我们的己生命没有被改变，
If our self life did not change.
如果我们的老我没有被改变，
If our old self did not change.
如果我们还是我行我素，
If we still do things our own way.
那我们是不会做好一个基督徒的。
We will not be good Christians.
旷野是一个训练的地方。
The wilderness path is a training ground.
也是一个改变我们生命的地方。
It's a place, also a place that transforms our lives.
我们走在这条旷野的道路上，我们每个人都需要走。
On the journey, every one of us needs to walk.
但是我们会不会改变，就完全根据我们自己。
Whether we are changed or not is up to us.
我们有没有看到被训练的一个重要性？
Have we seen the importance of training?
我们愿不愿意在训练的时候配合来改变自己？
Are we willing to cooperate and be changed?
我觉得神称以色列人为军队。
I believe God called the Israelites the army.
就是要告诉他们说他们需要被训练。
He was telling them that they need to be trained.
他们需要在旷野道路被训练，这个是他们的必修课。
This is a compulsory course for them.
这是一个让他们不倒闭旷野的一个方法。
A way to prevent them from collapsing there.
所以早上我想要提出几点，我们要成为军队，我们需要有什么样的训练跟学习。
So I like to point out a few things this morning to show what kind of training we need to have.
第一点我想说的是，军队是一个团体。
First of all, the army is a collective group.
它不是一个个人。
Not a collection of individuals.
我们要学习从我们的个人里面出来，投进到一个团体的里面。
We must learn to come out of our individual selves and dedicate ourselves to the collective.
我们读到创世纪的最后的时候，
From the end of Genesis,
我们看到雅各他们一家来到埃及。
We saw Jacob's whole family came to Egypt.
这是一个家。
That was one family.
从一个家里面产生多许许多多的家。
Yet from one family came many families.
就像神应许当初应许亚伯拉罕的那样子。
Just as God promised Abraham.
他的后裔要像海边的沙那样子的多。
That his descendants would be as numerous as the sand on the seashore.
在埃及地的以色列人，他们是一家一家。
The Israelites in Egypt were families.
但是当他们出埃及的那一天。
One by one, but on the day they left Egypt,
他们虽然还是有自己的家，
although they still have their own families,
但是他们却成为了另外一个整体，
but they became another whole.
一起出埃及，
together they marched out of Egypt.
从那一天开始，
from that day on,
这个团体他们合在一起，
this group was united.
他们有共同的一个方向。
They were put together with one goal.
他们有共同的目的。
A common direction.
他们有共同的命运。
A common destiny.
他们走同样的一个道路。
And they walk a common path.
这个就像保罗在以弗所书二章十九节告诉我们的。
Just like Paul says in Ephesians 2:19.
他说：“你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。”
Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是从自己的家出来。
Let us leave your own house.
进到神的家。
And enter into the house of God.
就是一个大的家。
The big family.
就是我们在地上的教会。
That is the church on earth.
以前我们有我们自己的方向。
Before we have our own direction,
有我们自己的向往，有自己的发展。
We have our own development, our own aspirations.
像我以前还没有被主得着的时候。
Before I was gained by the Lord.
我有自己追求的目标。
I had my own goals.
我想要赚很多的钱。
I wanted to make a lot of money.
我想要为自己给自己一个很好的生活。
I want to give myself a good life.
但是我被主得着以后。
But after the Lord gained me,
我进到教会中，
I entered into the church.
我过着教会的生活，
I lived a church life.
原本对我来讲最重要的那个我的目标跟方向，
The most important thing, the goal and the direction for me in the past,
现在变成我的次要的目标，
has become my secondary goal.
因为当我进到神的家中的时候，
For when I entered the house of God,
我看到这个大的家有一个共同的一个目标跟一个追求。
I see this big family with a common goal and common pursuit.
这个共同的目标成为我自己主要的一个目标，主要的一个追求。
This common goal has become my goal, my primary goal, and my pursuit.
当我这样子做的时候
，When I did that,
我自己想要追求的就变成次要的。
What I wanted to pursue personally became secondary.
我觉得这个就是我们从个人出来。
I believe that's what it means to come out of ourselves.
我们再进到一个大的家的里面。
And then we enter into the bigger family.
我觉得这是一个非常重要的一个转换。
I think that's a very important turning point.
也是一个非常重要的学习。
A very important learning.
我们可以想象。
Imagine.
如果一个军队里面每一个人都有每一个人的想法。
If in an army, everyone has his own thoughts.
每一个人都看自己为最重要的。
Everyone considers himself the most important one.
他们能够出去打仗吗？
Can they fight?
他们肯定不会，没有办法打的。
There is no way.
他们肯定会输的。
They will definitely fail.
我们知道在军队的训练里面。
We know in the army training.
最重要的一点就是服从。
The most important thing is obedience.
就是没有自己的选择权。
That is the lack of personal choice.
很多家长要把他们的孩子送到军校。
Many parents send their children to military academics.
就是要让他们学习纪律。
Academies to teach them discipline.
这是我们都知道的事情。
We know that.
我们在神的家，我们的教会，我们有一个共同的目标。
In the church, we have one common goal.
我们要爱主。
To love the Lord.
在教导我们要怎么样来为主活。
And we're taught how to live for the Lord.
让我们在世上的日子没有白费。
So that the days we have on earth is not wasted.
让我们的生活能够荣耀神。
So that our lives can glorify God.
不只是我们个人。
Not just us individuals.
乃是整个教会。
But the entire church.
都能够合神的心意。
Can be after God's own heart.
都能够蒙主的悦纳。
Can be received by the Lord.
所以如果我们要成为一个军队。
So if we are to become an army,
我们的个人要消失在这个大的家的里面。
Our individuals must disappear within the big family.
我们进去的时候就要把我们的目标放到第次要的一个位置。
As we enter in, we must place our personal goals secondary.
我们要学习放下自己。
We need to learn to lay down ourselves.
学习没有自己。
Learn to be without ourselves.
而把神的一个目标摆在最重要的第一个那个位置。
But put God's purpose first, the most important place.
这是一个很重要的一个学习。
This is a very important learning.
也是很不容易的一个学习。
And it's a difficult one.
其实我们都明白这个道理。
We all understand the principle.
如果我们家要请别人吃饭。
If we invite someone over for dinner,
我们会不会问一下说他们什么东西不吃？
Do we ask them what they don't eat?
我们不会说，哎呀，我想做什么我就做什么。
Wouldn't be just cooking something we like.
不去考虑到别人，对不对？
Without considering them, right?
当我们这样子问的时候，
When we ask them that question,
好像我们自己受到限制。
It's as if we were limited.
但是因着这样子，别人却能够高高兴兴的用餐。
But because of that question, they can enjoy the dinner.
这是非常小的一个例子。
This is a very small example.
但是因着这样的一个限制。
But because of this constraint.
因着这种小的限制。
Because of the small limit.
我们的生命可以渐渐的被改变。
Our lives can gradually be changed.
今天我们都在教会中。
Today we're all in the church.
我们有的在教会中已经有几十年的时间。
Some of us have been here for decades.
我们要问问我们自己，我们的生命有没有被改变？
We need to ask ourselves, have our lives been changed?
我们有没有开始考虑到别人？
Have we started considering others?
有没有因着别人的缘故，放下我们自己的坚持跟我们的习惯？
Have we ever laid down our habits, our insistence because of considering others?
以前我在马尼拉的教会聚会。
I used to attend church services in Manila.
主日在用的那个大厅。
The meeting hall on Sundays.
是那个椅子呢，是一个椅子扣在一起。
The chairs were linked together one by one.
然后非常非常长的一个一条的一个椅子。
And there were long trains of chairs.
然后那个椅子跟椅子的一排一排的那个间距。
And the row between the rows, the distance,
非常的小
was very short.
Economy 不是 business. Economy 不是 business.
It's
经济舱不是商务舱
Economy class, not the business class.
所以呢，我有一个习惯，就是很不喜欢坐到中间去。
So I had a habit of not sitting in the middle.
我喜欢坐在旁边。
I like to take the seats at the ends.
但是我们都知道，一排里面就只有两个这样的一个位置。
But we all know in one row there are only two ends.
如果被我坐去了
，If I took one of them,
别人就没有办法坐了。
Someone could not take that.
所以我就后来学习叫我自己要坐到中间去。
So I learned to tell myself to take the middle seats.
让后来的人能够坐旁边容易进出的一个位置。
So the people that come late, they can take the end seats, and it's easier to come in and go.
这也是一个小的事情。
This is also a small thing.
但是是对我自己来讲，却是一个训练。
But to me, it's a training.
从一个训练叫我从个人的习惯里面出来。
A training that caused me to come out of myself.
从自己的喜好里面出来。
Out of my habits and my favors.
把自己委身在神的家中。
And commit myself to the house of God.
开始考虑到别人。
And start to consider, be thoughtful of others.
开始看到神家的一个目标，把这个目标成为我自己的一个目标。
Start to see the house of God and put God's goals and the goal of the house as my own.
我不知道我们信主了已经有多少的年日。
I don't know how many years we believe in the Lord.
但是我们有没有学习，我们要从个人里面出来。
But have we learned to step out of ourselves?
如果我们还没有这样子做的时候
，If we haven't yet，
其实我们乃是遭受到一个很大的一个亏损。
We're actually suffering a great loss.
因为神是按照整个以色列家在带领。
Because God leads the entire house of Israel.
今天神也是在带领教会。
Likewise, God is leading the church.
神的祝福也在教会中。
God's blessings are in the church.
有一种祝福
One kind of blessing
是在教会里面才能够得到的祝福
Can only be gained within the church.
是委身我们自己在教会里面我才能够共同得到的一种祝福
It can only be gained if we commit ourselves in the church.
第二点我想要讲的
The second point I like to make
在一个军队里面不可缺少的
is indispensable in the military.
甚至他们花很多时间在做的。
And they spend a lot of time doing.
就是接受基本的训练。
Is to receive basic training.
他们借着重复做一样的一个事情。
By repeatedly doing the same thing.
让这些动作成为他们的反射动作。
Those actions become their reflection.
让他们在遇到事情的时候有一个很正确的一个反应。
So that when they encounter something, there will be a right response for them.
最近我们读到的出埃及记。
The Exodus we read recently.
我们看到神的子民，他们后来到苏尔的旷野。
They arrived in the wilderness of Shur.
他们在旷野走路三天，他们找不到水。
They wandered for 3 days without finding water.
后来他们到了马拉，那边有水，却是苦的，这个水不能喝。
They reached Mara and found water, but it was bitter and undrinkable.
后来神就指示说要把一棵树丢在水里面，这个水就变甜了。
Then God instructed Moses to throw a tree into the water, and the water became sweet.
接下去神就说，这是他们在那个地方为他们定了律例典章，要在那里试验他们。
Next, God said that He had established statutes and ordinances for them there, testing them.
再来，我们看到神吩咐他们怎么拾取玛纳。
And then God instructed them on how to gather manna.
什么时候要去取
？When to gather it.
每一个人可以取多少
？How much per person.
一周里面有哪一天才有玛纳，哪一天没有玛纳
？Which days will have manna, which days won't.
这些都是一些很基本的一个训练。
Those are all basic training.
在16章28节那边神说。
In chapter 16, verse 28, God said.
他说：“你们不肯守我的诫命跟律法，要到几时呢
？”How long do you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws?
为什么有这句话
Why was this a verse there?
就是当神吩咐他们要做什么事情的时候。
Because when God commanded them to do something,
他们没有照着去做。
They did not do accordingly.
也许我们觉得说啊，这是小事。
Perhaps we think those are small things.
神说第七天不需要再去外面捡，因为这是安息的日子，不需要再出去。
God said, "Do not gather on day seven, for it is the Sabbath."
但是有人就说想要去探头看看。
But some said, "We will go take a look."
啊，我们要去看看。
We want to take a look.
如果刚好那天有怎么办
？What if there happened to be some?
那是我们人的想法。
That is a thought of man.
我们让人的想法来去 override 神所说的话。
We have allowed man's thoughts to override God's plan.
神把以色列人带到旷野。
God led the Israelites to the wilderness.
是一个没有东西吃也没有水喝的地方。
Where there's no food and no drink.
难道神不知道他们的需要吗？
Does God not know their needs?
其实这些环境都是一个训练。
Actually, their circumstances were trainings.
为了要改变他们的生命。
In order to change their lives.
为了要看看他们在这样的环境里面会做出什么样的一个反应。
In order to see what response they would have when they face those situations.
他们的反射动作是什么？
What would they respond right away?
这些事情好像都是小事。
Those things may seem small.
好像都是千篇一律的事情。
And repetitive.
好像也没有什么大不了的事情。
And there's no significance.
但是就是因着我们有这样的一个观念。
But because of our own thoughts.
我们才需要受训练。
We need to be trained.
对着一个比较自我为中心的人。
To a self-centered person.
他会问说为什么有这么多的细节。
He might ask, why so many details?
为什么需要讲得那么清楚？
Why do you need to be so meticulous?
不是一个很简单的事情吗？难道我们还不会做吗？
Isn't it just a small thing?
为什么这样子？为什么那样子？
Do you not think we can handle this? Why this? Why that?
其实训练的目的就是要把我们不会的要教给我们。
The purpose of a training is to teach us something we haven't learned.
改进我们所缺乏的。
To improve us on what we lack of.
训练的目的就是要改变我们这个人。
The training is to change us.
让我们变得更好。
To make us better.
那些能够接受训练的人。
Those who can receive training.
他才能够得到训练的好处。
Only they can value and gain the profit.
只有按照去做的人。
Only those who walk accordingly
才能够在其中得到好处。
Can truly benefit from it.
有一个新闻给我留下很大的印象。
A piece of news impressed me deeply.
在2024年的1月2号。
In January 2nd, 2024.
日本航空有一架飞机飞回东京。
On that day, a Japan airline plane returned to Tokyo.
它要降落的时候。
When it was landing,
在它要降落的那个跑道上
，on the runway,
有另外一架飞机
，there was another aircraft.
其实它不应该在那里的
，it should not have been there.
但是它那个时候却在那里
，but it was there at that time.
那时间发生的很快，那个飞机已经降落了，后来就撞上了那个本来在跑道上的飞机。
It happened so quickly, so the plane that was landing collided with the one that parked there.
那架飞机上面有367个旅客。
On that airplane, there were 367 passengers.
但是很奇妙的、很稀奇的，就是那架飞机上的所有的人都没有一个人丧失性命。
But marvelously, none of the passengers died.
他们在飞机已经开始着火的那个状况下，开始进行疏散。
They were evacuated when the plane was already on fire.
为什么这样的事情会发生呢？
How did this happen?
所以有一个纽约时报的记者，他就写了这篇这件事情。
So a New York Times reporter wrote this.
他说那天之所以大家能够生存。
The reason why that day everyone can survive.
都是因着平时的一个训练。
Was due to their regular training.
不是不只是机组人员的训练。
Not just the crew's training.
也是乘客的训练。
But the passengers.
他说在那个紧急的那么紧急的一个环境当中。
He said, in such an emergency,
每一个人都坐着等候指令。
Everyone sat and waited.
没有一个人起来乱跑。
For instructions, no one panicked and fled.
就是因为有这样的一个训练。
Because of this training,
他们能够救自己。
They were able to save their lives.
他们也能够救别人。
And others' lives.
不只是去做，是不只是训练我们去做什么。
Training is not just for us to do something.
我们不去做也是一个训练。
Not doing something is also a training.
今天我们每天都在做许多许多许多 routine 的一个事情。
Today we're doing many routine things.
我们早上我们有读经。
Like reading the Bible in the morning.
我们听预查，我们追求，我们聚会。
Like listening to pre-study, we pursue and we come to the assembly.
这些都是训练。
All of these things are part of the training.
如果我们做对了，
if we did them correctly,
我们就能够收获果效。
We can benefit from them.
我们也会当遇到这个我们被摆在一个环境当中的时候，
when we're placed in a circumstance,
我们能够有对的一个反应，
we can respond correctly.
这都关系到我们平常怎么样被训练，怎么样过生活。
They all depend on how we were trained and how we live our daily life.
神对摩西说，你们不肯守我的诫命跟律法，要到几时？
God said to Moses, how long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my law?
我读到这句话的时候，我看到了不是不能，而是不肯。
When I read this, I noticed it did not say cannot, but it says refused and unwilling.
不肯就是不愿意。
Unwilling means not willingly.
我想那个时候如果问他们，他们肯定能够找出什么理由来，为什么他们不肯。
If we asked them, they would have come up with a lot of excuses.
但是他们不知道的是，这个理由就是他们所要说的这个理由，会让他们倒闭旷野，没有办法进到迦南地区。
They would not have known that those were the reasons why they would die in the wilderness and be unable to enter into Canaan.
第三点我想要提的是纪律。
Thirdly, I'd like to mention discipline.
没有一个军队是不需要纪律的。
No army is without discipline.
没有纪律的军队是散沙。
An army without discipline is a disorganized rebel.
是乌合之众。
They were just sand.
有权力而没有纪律是非常可怕的。
Having power without discipline is extremely dangerous.
过去的几天我们读到十诫。
Over the past few days, we read the Ten Commandments.
我们读到了许许多多神的吩咐。
Many commands of the Lord.
在我读十诫的时候，我特别注意到不可，不可，不可。
When I read them, I noticed the no and the no's.
十诫里面就有八个不可。
Out of the Ten Commandments, there were eight no's.
每一个不可都是一个范围。
Every no means a boundary.
叫我们不要越过。
Telling us not to cross.
当你越过的时候，你就有一个相对的一个后果。
When you cross them, you will have a corresponding consequences.
这些不可是一个规范。
Those no's are rules.
这些不可也是一个保护。
And those no's are protections.
用意是叫我们能够敬畏神。
The intention was for us to fear God.
叫我们不要犯罪。
For us to not sin.
叫我们敬畏神，也尊重我们视为的人。
For us to honor God and respect people around us.
纪律是用来要求自己。
Discipline is for ourselves.
不是用来要求别人。
It's not to be used to demand others.
纪律是为了写出来，是让我们去遵守的。
Discipline, those rules were written for us to follow.
不是做参考用的。
Not for reference only.
也没有讨论的余地。
And there's no room for a discussion.
服从纪律是借着管理自己来达成的。
Obedience to discipline is achieved through self-discipline.
比起管理自己。
Comparing to discipline ourselves.
我们比较熟悉的是管理别人。
We're more familiar with disciplining others.
我们比较容易看到别人需要管的地方。
It's easier for us to see where people need to be disciplined.
但是对于我自己，我却很少看到我什么地方需要被管。
But to myself, I seldom see where I need to be disciplined.
我比较容易要求别人对自己，但是却是很松。
We're often lenient with ourselves, but strict with others.
这是自我中心的一个表现。
This is the manifestation of being self-centered.
保罗告诉我们啊，这些以色列人为什么倒闭旷野？
Paul said why the Israelites died in the wilderness.
他们啊，保罗说他们贪恋恶事。
Paul said they were lust after evil things.
他们拜偶像。
And they worship idols.
他们行奸淫。
And they were adulterers.
他们发怨言。
They grumbled.
保罗说这些事都是我们的警戒。
He said those things are to warn us.
为了要警戒我们在末世的这些人。
To warn us who live in the end time.
以色列人没有听过这些事情不能做吗？
Didn't the Israelites hear that they cannot do those things?
没有人告诉他们吗？
Did no one tell them those things?
我们都知道有的。
We all know yes.
他们是明知故犯。
They knew it, but they commit the sins on purpose.
当他们在做这些事情的时候，他们不会去考虑到神。
When they did those things, they did not consider God.
这些事情已经是他们的反射动作。
They did those things naturally.
他们在旷野的那么长的一段时间里面。
In such a long period of time in the wilderness.
他们还是我行我素。
They still did things in their own ways.
他们继续做不应该做的事情。
They continue to do things they shouldn't have.
保罗说这些事记载在圣经里面都是为了做我们的警戒。
Paul said those things were recorded to warn us.
警告我们什么呢？
What is he warning us?
就是警告我们，如果做他们一样的事情，我们的结局，我们的后果也会跟他们一样。
That is, if we did the same things, our end will be just the same.
我们有没有可能不做这些事情？
Is it possible not to do those things?
对于今天的我们，
For us today,
还不只是白纸黑字写在这个十诫。
It's not just the words of the black and white, the Ten Commandments.
还有我们里面有主耶稣的生命也在要求我们。
We have the life of Jesus within us, demanding us.
也在管理我们。
Is controlling us.
我们有没有可能不做这些事？
Is it possible for us to not do those things?
我觉得是有可能的。
I think it is possible.
但是我们要从我们管理好我们的自己开始。
But we need to start from self-discipline.
一方面我们要求主光照。
On one hand, we need to ask the Lord to shine His light on us.
因为太多时候不知不觉在心中就犯了这些罪。
Because a lot of times, unknowingly, we commit those sins.
当我没有意识到。
In our hearts, before we realize them.
当别人提醒我的时候。
But when someone reminds me,
我要管理好我自己。
I need to discipline myself.
不要生气。
Don't be upset.
不要抗拒。
Don't reject.
要接受。
Receive it.
另外一方面。
On the other hand,
我要靠主管理好我自己。
I need to discipline myself.
不要让我的己的生命自由的发展。
By trusting the Lord, don't let it develop freely.
不要让它为所欲为。
Don't let the natural life develop.
不是我想要怎么做，我就可以怎么做。
Not that I can do whatever I want.
罗马书告诉我们，保罗告诉我们说，不要为肉体做安排，去放纵私欲。
Romans 13 it says, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts.
肉体可以要求我们。
The flesh can demand us.
但是我们要拒绝。
But we need to reject it.
我们不要按着肉体所想的去行。
Do not walk according to the will of the flesh.
这件事情需要我们对于我们自己要有纪律。
It takes the self-realization of being self-disciplined.
我们要对我们自己有要求。
We need to demand ourselves.
不该想的事情，你发觉不对了，停下来，不要去想。
If you realize something you shouldn't be thinking of, stop.
不该说的话，当你在说的时候，你意识到了，要停下来，不要再说。
When you realize you're saying something you shouldn't be, stop right away.
我们是罪人。
Don't continue, because we are sinners.
我们里面会充满了这些负面的东西。
Our minds is full of those negative things.
周五晚上我们在敬拜的时候。
Friday night when we were worshiping.
我们的弟兄说，他也是里面充满了很多的这些东西。
Our brother shared that his heart was full of those things.
但是我很喜欢他讲的一句话。
But I love what he said after.
他说，让主耶稣来充满我们。
He said, Lord, let Lord Jesus fill us.
让主耶稣他的名来充满我们。
That the name of the Lord fill us.
让这些正面的东西来充满，来赶走这些负面的东西。
Let the positive things fill us up so the negative things can be cast away.
我没有把握说我不会想这些事。
I cannot guarantee I will never think of those things.
但是我可以做决定，我要不要把对的、把正面的、把应该想的东西充满在我的心思里面。
But I can make a choice to let the positive, to let the right things fill my mind.
让不好的东西出去。
And let go, let the negative things out.
在希伯来书第三章，写希伯来书的作者劝勉我们。
The author of the book of Hebrews says in chapter 3,
还要趁着有今天，天天彼此相劝。
Exhort one another daily while it is called today.
免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心就刚硬。
Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
当我们不愿意承认，不愿意认罪，不愿意去学习的时候，我们的心会刚硬。
When we refuse to confess our sins, when we refuse to deny the sins, then our hearts are hardened.
不要为了短暂肉体的好处。
Don't for the sake of a short-term pleasure.
不要因着我要赢。
Just to win.
而迷失在爱自己的那样子的一个状况里面。
And be lost in the self-love.
我们要对我们自己有纪律。
We must be self-disciplined.
要按照圣经来管理自己。
And control ourselves according to the Bible.
管理自己是我们的责任，不是别人的责任。
Disciplining ourselves is our responsibility, not someone else's.
当初神称出埃及的以色列人为军队。
When God called the Israelites who marched out of Egypt, the army,
我们现在读圣经，我们就知道，但是很可惜的，他们没有学会。
But sadly, they did not learn the lesson.
在他们那一代，只有加勒跟约书亚两个人进到迦南地里面去。
In their generation, only Caleb and Joshua entered into the land of Canaan.
其余的都死在旷野。
All the rest perished in the wilderness.
对我们今天的我们来说
，For us who live in today.
我们一生都在走这个旷野的道路。
All the days of our life are walking this path of wilderness.
所以我觉得这些纪律非常的重要。
So I think discipline is very important.
当我们放下我们的自己
，When we lay down ourselves，
让当我们进到神的家中
，When we enter the house of God，
一生的家的目标为我们的目标
，Take the goal of the house of God as our own goal，
我们就被训练一点
，We will be trained。
当我们忠心的对待我们每天在做的事情
，When we faithfully deal with everything we face，
不只是应付了事打勾。
Not just make a check mark and mark it off.
我们不但会从中间得到益处
，Not only will we gain profit.
我们的生命也被训练一点
Our lives are being trained a little bit.
最后，我们对我们自己的每一个的纪律的要求
Lastly, our disciplining ourselves.
叫我们顺服神，叫我们顺服权柄。
Causes us to obey God and obey authorities.
叫我们不要替肉体做安排。
To make no provision for flesh.
这都是训练。
All of those are training.
听起来很难。
Sounds very hard.
但是因着我们的己还很大。
Because our self is still big.
我们还在跟主摔跤。
We're still wrestling with the Lord.
我们还在跟主斗力。
And we're still fighting against the Lord.
我们还不肯放手，我们还不肯顺服。
We're still not willing to let go or obey.
我们还不认为神的路就是正路，神的路是善路。
We still don't consider God's way the best way, the right way.
但是有一天会来到。
But the day will come.
我们会觉得累。
We'll feel tired.
我们会觉得 我们的生活没有多大的意思。
When we feel this life is meaningless.
到那个时候我们会愿意放手。
That's when we're willing to let go.
到时候我们会愿意顺服。
We'll be willing to submit.
那个时候我相信拯救会来到。
I believe that that's when salvation will come.
这里面最大的问题是时间不在我们的手里。
The biggest problem is that time is not in our hands.
像牧师常常提醒我们的。
As our pastor reminds us often.
我们不拥有明天。
We do not own tomorrow.
我们只拥有今天。
All we have is today.
要趁着还有今天。
As long as while is called today.
要趁着主还感动我们。
While the Lord touch us.
我们要趁着主我们还可以来管理自己的时候。
As long as we have an opportunity to discipline ourselves,
我们就要管理自己。
We need to discipline ourselves.
我们最后要唱一首诗歌。
We will end with singing a hymn.
信而顺服。
Trust and obey.
我们能不能相信神？
Can we trust God?
我们能不能把自己交托？
Can we put ourselves in His hands?
我们能不能觉得神的路是正路？
Can we feel that God's way is the right way?
这是信心。
It's by faith.
如果主感动我们，
If the Lord move our hearts,
我们就要相信，我们就要顺服。
We need to trust and we need to obey.
请敬拜团队带我们唱。
Let us sing with the worship team.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He shares on our way. While we do His good.Abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow. Can rise
Amen. Yes, in this sweet fellowship.
是的，何等甜美的交通。
We come together as your body, Lord.
我们是你的身体，我们到你的面前。
We come as a collective group and not as a collection of individuals.
我们是一个团体，不是一个一个的个人。
We seek your training.
我们寻求你的训练。
We accept your discipline.
我们接受你的管制。
And we will exhort one another daily so that none of us will be left behind.
我们要每一天彼此鼓励，让没有人留在后面。
Just ask you to continue to lead us every day.
求你每天继续来带领我们。
That we can all build one another up.
我们可以彼此来建立。
We ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord.
奉主的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Be seated.
请坐。